This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump's pick to the U.S. Supreme Court says that she is mindful that she would be taking the seat vacated by the death of liberal Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Speaking moments after President Donald Trump nominated her to the High Court Saturday, Amy Coney Barrett paid homage to the late justice. Barrett is a polar opposite of Ginsburg when it comes to judicial philosophy. Barrett hailed conservatives, a former Justice Antonin Scalia, and as her mentor, but she also called Ginsburg a justice of enormous talent and consequences, and praised Ginsburg as a trailblazer for women's rights, saying Ginsburg not only broke the glass ceilings, she smashed them. In a speech to the UN General Assembly, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that the coronavirus pandemic has created divisions between nations. Johnson's pre-recorded speech highlighted how nations had lost sight of the fact that they were all fighting the same battle. Johnson, who contracted COVID-19 himself in the spring, spent 3 nights in intensive care, also called for countries to share data to create a global early warning system for disease outbreaks. On the same day that Thompson's speech was paid out, and the UN protesters clashed with police during a rally in London's Trafalgar Square amid rising tension. This was 7 minutes on everyday life as the government tries to stem a sharp rise in infections. This is VOA News. Spain's health minister has reiterated his calls for the city of Madrid to be placed in total lockdown. Speaking after a COVID-19 meeting, experts in Barcelona, health minister said that the Madrid regional government should reverse a decision to only lock down parts of the city. He also said that the threshold of contagion and incidents to decide which suburban town to confine should be lowered to 500 cases per 100,000 inhabitants, which is roughly twice the national average. More than 850,000 residents in 37 neighborhoods have been confined this week to their areas unless they have a specific reason to go elsewhere. Ahead of the first debate stage matchup between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden, each campaign is promising a stark contrast in policy, personality, and preparation. Mr. Trump has decided to skip any formal preparation, and while Biden's team believes the significance of Tuesday's primetime affair may be exaggerated, the former vice president has been aggressively preparing to take on the Republican president. Biden's campaign has been holding mock debate sessions featuring Bob Bauer, a senior Biden advisor and former White House general counsel, playing the role of President Trump. Hundreds of women calling for the president to step down protested in Belarus's capital on Sunday, continuing the large demonstrations that have rocked the country since early August. Police blocked off the center of Minsk and created and arrested more than 80 demonstrators, according to a human rights organization. Some of those arrested were chased down by police in building courtyards where they were trying to take refuge. Protests by the largest and most persistent in Belarus since independence from the Soviet Union in 1999 began August 9th after election results said that President Alexander Lukashenko was in fact elected to a term of office. North Korea accused South Korea of sending ships across the disputed sea boundary to find the body of a man recently killed by North Korean troops, warning Sunday the alleged intrusion could escalate tensions. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.